Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friendos. It's In This League, Hour 2. ITL Boys, Welsh, Bogman, that's us. It is all dedicated to the NFL Week 15. Now, Bogman, I'm going to come clean about something.
Okay.
It's a holiday season. I can't go into this week with this off on my chest. What were we? Were we tied going into last week, DFS, or did you have a game lead?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea.
Okay. You might have a 2-game lead after last week. If that's the case,
Did you recount or something? Are you Pennsylvania? What's your problem?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I don't remember. You either have a 1 or 2 point game lead. So what I'm getting at is this is a big month situation. So I'm going to come clean. Last week's lineup was not mine.
Who was it? Who did
it? It was somebody else's lineup. It was the ringer to try to get you, but guess what happened? You beat the ringer.
It's what I do. All I know is that neither one of those lineups cashed. So
no, and you didn't catch any of my stuff. I was like, this is totally my actual lineup that I have got going on, blah, blah, blah. I threw that out during the episode, and you didn't catch on.
Who was your ringer?
Eric Toft, our boy Toft.
Okay.
And so much so, he hit me up, and he said, he's like, you want another lineup? And I was like, no, I'm an honest man. I'm going to come clean.
I'm going to only do one lineup. Yeah.
I'm only going to do this one time. I'm going to tell Bogman. And he's like, I guarantee this lineup beats Bogman. And I said, you know what? I will say your lineup and you will go against both of us then. So that is what's going on for this week. Coming clean. You won last week. You beat Toft and you didn't catch it. Remember how I talked all that mess on the Cowboy game and the Bengals and stuff. And then I had the Bengals defense and I didn't even know how to talk through it. I was like, yeah, you know, I said that they're going to hurt the Bengals.
And that was what sunk you too, because the Cowboys defense was way better than the Bengals.
I would have taken the Cowboys defense easy and he had the Bengals defense on there. So I just had to take his lineup. So on the other side of this break, I have a real lineup. Bogman has a lineup and I'm even going to read off Toft's lineup. I didn't look at it, so I don't know what it is. We're going to go up against the ringer and we're going to see what's happened. He guaranteed a win. I have to win. So on the other side of the break, week 15 DFS, Bogman Welsh, ITL style. Don't go anywhere.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
In this league.
You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to...
In this league.
Actually.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Patreon.com/ITL Army. What is that? Well, that is the ITL Patreon account, which we've been doing for a long time. We've got secret shows. We've got special ranks we do that you can only access there. You get direct access to us. You can get in our GroupMe rooms, live streams. Bogman was just doing the Thursday Night Football with Bogman. Plus, we just had our Deck Our Balls Christmas special. And maybe you didn't make it live, but you can rewatch all of the fun. It's on our Patreon. It is so much fun. $5 gets you a long ways, and there's some other option as well. So check it out this holiday season and every season, patreon.com/ITL Army. All right, DFS, we're on the FanDuel. I have admitted my sins here. You know, I can't go into Christmas having this on my chest here that Toph did offer, and I said, you know what, let's
Santa, do it. Santa doesn't come to liars' houses.
Now, so. The real test would have been, what would I have done if I would have won?
Yeah.
If I would have won, would I have kept
Well, the good thing is you don't have to go through that because you and Toft did not win.
No, we were big, fat, stinky losers. And
so wait a minute. He guaranteed last week
to
beat me?
So he guaranteed this lineup. Yeah, which I clearly didn't look at if you re-listen to the episode because I hated the Bengals defense thing, but I took his lineup. And he said, he's like, you want to do another one? I'm like, nah, I'm going to do my lineup. I got to do it. I'm an honest man. Welsh, you know,
yeah. Couple I things can only Welsh cheat is, and lose once.
There's a couple things that Welsh is known for. One is honesty. He's a very honest man. But then he goes, I have it right here. He says, I guarantee I beat Bogman this week. That is what he said. He's a guarantee from our boy Toph, who was the ITL satellite champion. Eight, maybe nine leagues or something like that. He had the best record of anybody across all of them. Toph is a monster. He was also in Scott Fish.
It's actually less this year. It was six because COVID.
So it doesn't count as much. So sorry, Toph. It doesn't matter. All right. So here's Toph's lineup, and then we'll have to blow through a little bit quicker than we usually do. Here is the ringer lineup, the guaranteed lineup that will beat you. And he actually called it to me a kind of Welsh lineup. And there are a couple of plays I almost went with.
Okay.
I'm going to just go quick, though. At quarterback, he's got Lamar Jackson. His running backs are Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor.
I have both of them.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. I actually also have Jonathan Taylor, by the way. So all three of us do.
Okay.
Three wideouts are Allen Robinson, Mike Evans, and Christian Kirk. His tight end is Irv Smith. His running back is Gus Edwards. And his defense, Dallas defense against the San Francisco 49ers.
So I actually like that. Running backs? Yeah, just the running backs. That's all I have.
Okay, so that's pretty solid. So that is his ringer lineup that guarantees.
I actually feel like I like his lineup better than mine. So.
All right, well.
I don't like that.
You're the big winner here, so let's hear. We already know you've got Henry and Jonathan Taylor. All three of us have Jonathan Taylor, but give us a quarterback.
My quarterback is Jalen Hurts against the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, you and I are now tied on the quarterbacks and a running back, so
all
there
right.
you go.
$6,900 is a great deal. You know, look, usually on FanDuel, you have to pay up for a quarterback anyway, but he's still cheap. So I love those rushing yards, man. That's the CFF guy in me. Is when you're playing college fantasy football, you always want to get those dual threat guys. So love Jalen Hurts this week. Obviously Henry at 10-2, Jonathan Taylor at 7-4. Jonathan Taylor's like chalk. Like, you have to have him, 7,400. My wide receivers, I've got DeAndre Hopkins at 8,600 against Philly. So Darius Slay been getting torched recently. So I went big. Then I went lower on my next two. I've got Lynn Bowden Jr. at 5,000. Obviously the Dolphins are having problems at wideout. You and I have talked about how we think that Bowden is going to get more involved this week on the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. So I got Bowden. And my other one is Mr. 16 targets from last week, Mr. Brandon Ayuk, at 6,900 against those Cowboys. So I'm going against the Cowboys. My tight end, going cheap, but this guy ran 20 routes last week. Cole Kmet for the Chicago Bears against Minnesota. Look, Trubisky's been throwing him the ball. So Jimmy Graham did get the touchdown, but Kmet had the touchdown the week before. My flex is Jeff Wilson Jr., 5,800 against the Cowboys. I would rather go against the Cowboys than play them. And my defense is going to be, I hate this one. I don't really like it, but no Matt Stafford, Chase Daniel at quarterback for Detroit. Give me the Tennessee Titans defense. They haven't been putting pressure on the quarterback, but I think Chase Daniel can make enough mistakes to make this worth it for me. So reading over it one more time, going quick. I have got Jalen Hurts at quarterback, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Hopkins, Lynn Bowden Jr., Brandon Ayuk, Cole Kmet, Jeff Wilson Jr., Tennessee Titans defense.
Bogman, I've decided to change my lineup midway through.
Oh my God. Did you switch out Hurts?
I switched out Hurts.
Yeah, let's go.
I have got to make a play. Now there's one I refuse to take out, and it's one that you and I both have, but I'm going to switch stuff up because you know what? Your boy has got to go for broke. I got to go for broke here. I'm behind. I've taken out Hurts and I've taken out Jonathan Taylor, who I agree is kind of a chalk play. Oh, so
wow. Okay.
Taking some diciness here.
Yeah, but it's risky here. It's risky. Let's hear it.
Yeah, sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit, Bogman. So for like this
biscuits.
Coming week.
I like Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster. Those are my favorite.
Oh, man, dude, that's so funny you say that. I was up north not too long ago. My wife and I, we stopped at, you know, White Trash Heaven, Olive Garden. And next to all Olive Gardens, I think, in the country.
Is Red Lobster. I think it's a law, isn't it?
It must be. I think it has to be.
Well, they're all by the same company. I know why they do it, but
I don't like seafood. Yeah, I don't like seafood, but when we drove by, I was like, those biscuits, man. That's all I thought
about.
They
sell the mix. They sell, like, Red Lobster sells the mix at grocery stores, so you can buy the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. I'm sure it's not going to be the same. But
I suppose if my wife then made it for me, then it would be like the restaurant. As long as I'm not making them and someone delivers them to me, that would be the key, is what I'm looking for.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to make them. It's not going to be the same. It's like,
you think I've ever made them? Come on.
Buying like appetizers, you know, like in the frozen section. They're like, hey, look, this is, you know, chili, whatever. And you're just
not. It ain't like I know it from making it. I know it from walking up and down the grocery store aisle. So
the lineup, I have tagged in my quarterback of Kyler Murray at 8,000 versus Philadelphia. I like him to run similar.
You're tying with my Hopkins. I see what you're doing.
Jalen Hurts. My running backs, this is someone I originally had in, Cam Akers at 6,700 versus the New York Jets, getting his run. And Miles Sanders, who I actually originally had in my flex, 6,800 against Arizona. So I'm pretty tied into that one. My wideouts, I actually didn't make a single change in my wideout. I've got Mike Evans versus Atlanta, which is someone our ringer, Toft, has. I've got Brandon Ayuk versus Dallas because I refuse to come off of that one because that one is just going to be way too much. And my other one, even though he's a little bit questionable right now, it's a fantastic matchup, I think, at least for him, especially if they get the full run. Calvin Ridley at 8,400 against Tampa Bay. So Evans, Ayuk, Ridley. I tagged in at tight end because I originally had in Logan Thomas, Jordan Reed versus Dallas at 5,100. I've got the San Francisco 49ers defense against the Dallas Cowboys, which Toff has the opposite side of that. And then Bogman, I don't think I've done this all season. I'm going to put a wideout at my flex.
Okay.
And I'm putting T.Y. Hilton in. T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, okay. Houston. That's Hilton, a good one.
Hilton has been getting his run. He's 6,800. And that only puts two players that are 8,000 or above. That's Kyler Murray and Calvin Ridley. So the lineup again is Kyler Murray, Cam Akers, Miles Sanders, Mike Evans, Brandon Ayuk, Calvin Ridley, Jordan Reed, T.Y. Hilton, San Francisco 49ers defense. That is versus you, and that is versus Toft. So
the only one we have left crossing over is Ayuk now, then, right?
You and I only have Ayuk, and then
Henry and Taylor against Toft.
And me and Toft only have Mike Evans. So there is some distinction between. So we'll see. Like, my goal is I have to beat you. You have to beat me and Toft now because you're the top.
I still get a win if I just beat you.
But if you're a man, you're going to also beat Toft. He guaranteed it.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I guaranteed it twice and lost twice. So, and by the way, I already beat Toft. I'm 1-0 against Toft already. So probably 3-0 against Toft, knowing you two. So
No. That was the only one.
I'm sure it was the only one. Yeah. I totally believe you now. So
I promise.
Should have never told me this.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be honest. I had to tell you for the Christmas season. All right. We got to hit a break. When we come back, we are going to be going through all of week 15. It's our pick time. Picks have been disastrous. We'll see how it's been. It's been a slow burn at the end of the season. Let's see if we can pick it up in week 15. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman the Welsh right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, friendos, and everybody. On Sports Grid, on the Mightier 1090, wherever you are, happy holiday season for whatever you celebrate. Hopefully, you're doing like I'm doing and taking a week off next week. Except for, you know, the million recordings and stuffing. We're essentially stuffing a week's worth of recordings into about 2 or 3 days, but taking some time off the other thing. And then, taking 4 or 5 days to relax, watch some sports, basketball, foodie ball, all the things, open presents. Enjoy all the things we got on Deck Our Balls, which is exponentially bigger than anything my family did.
Exponentially. Samesies. Although I do like, you know, normally my, because like you say, I have no family. My spending is for 2-3 people. And now I have like 8 this year. So don't like that, but we'll see. You know, well, maybe I'll like it at the end of the day, but not right now.
Well, make sure during this holiday season.
I love it because it's about giving. That's what I mean.
Sure. I'm
not
so
about
happy.
Going broke and, you know, having to space out my meals. So
I love going through my credit card bills for all the great things my kids have after and figuring out where we pay for the holiday season. Friendos, there's a lot going on and you might be looking for some time to kill, whether you're trying to get away from family, whether you are spending some time, even maybe in another room, whatever you're doing. I'm just telling you. Make sure that you check out all the In This League products, the baseball, football, basketball. We got all the stuff. We got secret shows, a huge old pile of them, like 90 something plus. The Mandalorian podcast, which, you know, next week, the finale will be out there. So make sure that you check out us on Patreon and then just any podcast place. Make sure to subscribe to all the In This League stuff. And trust me, we got enough stuff to keep you busy through the holidays. All right. It is week 15. picks, over unders, the stuff and things. It was not as horrific as the past couple weeks have been, at least for you and I. Bubba had a rough go. You guys will talk about that. I was in the positive on the over unders. I was 8-7. You were 6-9. Inverse that against the spread. You were 8-7 against the spread. I was 6-9 against the spread. Once again, we did not hit the parlay. Once again,
I got two again. I mean, I keep getting closer and closer every week.
You hit two. Bubba and I both missed our ITL lock. So it is comical at this point. Really, I mean, you could just take the opposite of what we've been doing.
Well, this is why Vegas, you know, builds buildings every year. You know, it's never slowing down. It's because you think you have three locks in a parlay and you rarely ever win those. You know, it's hard enough to pick a game right, let alone pick three right. So that's why a lot of people tease things, you know, give up more points here, take more points here, that kind of stuff. So you know, it's been the last few weeks have been really weird because you think, you know, like the last 6 weeks you should be more locked in unless an injury happens, a big injury happens to a team, because you've seen them and you know what's happening. But I think this year, with the weird, you know, no preseason and barely any lead up and no training camp and all that stuff, it's just made it harder. And these teams, like, some teams are finding their rhythm. Some rookies are, you know, going forward. Some are hitting the rookie wall. It's just, you know, 2020 is a weird year. I'm not going to make excuses, but it is strange. So I understand why. It's not just us. A lot of people are having a hard time picking games right now.
Well, like I said before, the top half of the season was fantastic. The bottom half has just gone bonkers, and it's just been, it's been quite a ride. So let's tackle all of these. It should be fun. You know, you have been missed or against the spread. I had such a good run of my over-unders, and it's kind of fallen apart a little bit. So let's get back to it, Bogman. Week 15, Buffalo at Denver. Buffalo is a 6.5-point favorite. Your line is 50.
This game is probably going on as you're listening to this. So, but Buffalo at Denver minus, I'm going to take Buffalo here. Look, Denver has been doing nothing recently. 50 is the spread. I'm going to go under because Denver hasn't been doing much. I know Drew Lock scored the four touchdowns last week. Buffalo is locked in. And I know I occasionally will give maybe too much credit to a team that plays the Steelers tough. I definitely have done it with Dallas, but Washington paid off for me last week. I'm going to go with this against Buffalo, or against Denver for Buffalo again. Give me Buffalo. Give me the under. I think they crush. I think they roll right over.
Tough one, because this is one probably people are consuming right now. I'm with you 100%. We don't spend a bunch of time on it. I'm Buffalo. I'm the under. I don't like how, I just don't like how Drew Lock moves the ball through the offense, even though they do have a bunch of weapons and they can get explosive, but Buffalo is playing tough. They're playing rough. And I like Buffalo in the under. Next up, Carolina at Green Bay. No Christian McCaffrey. This is the Mike Davis Show. Green Bay is an 8.5-point home favorite. 51.5 is the line.
I like how you said the Mike Davis Show, because you're, you know, all you is flex the one you want to win the most.
Well, I'm not. Oh, you mean super flex?
Yeah. No. Flex.
It's tough to say. I like the three sport. I'm not going to win three sport now. Cursed me and did the whole, oh, I'm going to lose because I got Nick Mullins, blah, blah, blah. I had Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler. So I'm done. There's no chance.
How dare you, Rob? That's Welsh's move.
Yeah, I'm very annoyed with it. And I have Mike Davis, so he'd need to have three touchdowns. I'm done there. So I'm giving up on three sport. That one I want to win. I won't. The other is our Snake Keeper League, which is cool. I think flex is the number one because we'll get belts sent to us and we beat all the industry people. And I mean, we're going up against Sex Drive this week. So to have beaten Bob Harris and then Andy Behrens, I feel pretty good. I would like to do that.
Yeah. And it would be Beller or Wozniak.
I would have said Beller because we're friendly with Beller, but I want Wozniak because he's the one that trashed us in an email and said that he was going to be.
I honestly don't think he was trashing us. I think he was bragging about his team because his team's good. So
yeah,
this is Green Bay in this game. Green Bay by 8.5, 51.5 is the over here. Look, you know, I'm going to go with the over two. there's one bye. Green Bay is in position. They're locked in. All they got to do is win out to keep it. So I think Green Bay stomps Carolina into the ground in this game, and I'll go with the over. It doesn't mean Carolina can't score, but they're going to score late. They're going to score garbage points and all that good stuff. This is a Green Bay roll.
I really like the over in this one, too, because I think Green Bay is going to roll on this defense. I mean, so there's a lot of good plays. There's Frank. MVS might be just another really good DFS play this week. How much was he? Did we even look?
Valdez-Scantling? I'll look.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can even get to him. Because
he's not on there because this is a Saturday game.
You're right about that. Yeah. You're right about that. Well, I really like the play. I really would have liked the play of MVS in this one because I think a lot of those guys are going to eat. But to like what you said is I think Carolina is going to be able to do some stuff against Green Bay. I'm hoping it's going to be centered around Mike Davis. It might be some late points. They're getting DJ Moore back this week. And they still got weapons, even regardless of Christian McCaffrey. So I like the overplay, but I really like Green Bay. I mean, I just don't see Carolina stopping Green Bay's offense in any capacity. I can see Carolina coming back through, but they're just not going to stop Green Bay. So I will take the 8.5, and I like the over more than I like Green Bay 8.5. Next game up, and I might even play that one there in the parlay, Chicago, which is not a good sign. Chicago at Minnesota. Minnesota's a 3.5-point favorite. 46.5 is the line.
This one I keep going back and forth in my head. I would not be betting this one. I can tell you that much. But I am going to take Chicago. The offenses look good. We know the defense is better than Minnesota. So I'm going to take Chicago on the road here. If this was a full stadium, I think I might go ahead and take Minnesota. But since there's no crowd, give me Chicago. Give me the over. Chicago's been scoring points. Minnesota's been, Chicago's defense is good, but they have not been the same as they were the last month, as they were in the beginning of the season. So I'm going to take the Bears, give me the over, and I'm playing a lot of those pieces. I've got in 20, man, I have to start Trubisky. My only other quarterback is Carson Wentz. So I'm trying to ride him to a championship. Well, so we'll see.
Can you imagine?
Dude, I'm hoping so much. But I think the only one that matches defenses with me in that league is Todd, who I'm playing, and my offense is not as good as him. So I'm going to have to get some magic. We'll see.
I'm actually going to go Minnesota. I like I know what you're saying about like if there was an actual home crowd and whatnot, but they're still two different like playing surfaces and just two different playing styles. And, you know, Minnesota's offense is their biggest weapon. And when it's on fire, it's on fire. Dalvin Cook run up the gut on Chicago. Both those wide receivers with Jefferson and Thielen, I think, can be a Chicago problem. Chicago's doing some traveling. I'm going to take Minnesota. I'm going to take them at home. I don't mind the Chicago points. And frankly, I would have loved if this was a little bit further down, but I'm going to take Minnesota at home, but I'm going to go with the under because I'm worried about overall offensive power. That's going to play on both sides. 46.5 isn't the biggest line,
yeah,
but I think these two are going to play at each other and also a slow pace. If you've got Montgomery versus Cook really early on, it's going to take, you know, a lot of probably play action, Justin Jefferson for plays. I just don't see a ton of points being scored, but I like Minnesota at home. Let's see. Let's get one quick one in. This will be easy because there is no, there's no over under on it. Detroit at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 10.5-point favorite. I believe Stafford is out and there's no other line. So Bogman, Tennessee 10.5 or you go Detroit.
No, I'm not going to Detroit. I'm taking Tennessee at home. They're fighting for that playoff spot. So this is an easy Tennessee to meet. Detroit has packed it in. They fired their coach. Their starting quarterback is out. They got nothing to play for. This is a Tennessee stomping. That's why I have Derrick Henry in my lineup.
It makes a well. I mean, to be frank, though, he could get out pretty quick if they just get ahead too much. You know, there might
after
not be
he's already run for 400 yards and 6 touchdowns. So
also fair. He is. We are rooting for that 2,000 yard season. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm Tennessee, 10.5. If the line was set at like 49, would you go over under?
I would go under.
Okay, I think I would too because I have a hard time imagining Detroit's going to be able to score a whole bunch. We're both taking Tennessee 10.5. Friendos, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got the entire slate of Week 15 ahead of us right here and in this league.
Sp-
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
In This League.
Great Scott.
In This League online at Is It The Welsh on Twitter at Bogman Sports. That's where you can find us. You can ask questions. You can do whatever you want. You can just be like, hey, what's up, friend? And then we'll just move on and maybe never speak to each other again. That's how things go. Bogman, you on Twitter, if you're lucky enough, right?
What did I do on Twitter?
You might follow people and then, what they can do is they can send you like 7 letters to your house.
Yeah.
Once you're friendly with them.
So well, they can just wait for me to post my address on Twitter apparently. Cause I'm stupid. So
Bogman 100%. He called me almost in a panic, just real quick I mean, the Deckard Balls people know this, but called me in almost this panic of like, hey man, I got like a bunch of letters and you are kind of addressed on this. Do you know anything about this? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then, so, you know, Deckard Balls has all the story behind it, but then Bogman to kind of like get an answer to a bit, posts a picture, didn't even know about it. And then 5 minutes later and goes, I tweeted that without blurring my address in any of them. And it was up for about 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, Bogman. Oh no. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what kind
of letters I get now.
Hopefully no one had notifications or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine too many people did. I don't tweet a lot, as you have told everyone multiple times. So it's not like I'm the biggest tweeter, but I took the picture, blurred out my address, and then put it back up. So it's just an added thing. So we'll see how weird it gets. Hopefully I didn't open any anthrax. So
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right. We are going through all of our picks for week 15, over-unders against the spread where we can. We just left off at Tennessee. There is no over-under on that, but we did do the spread. Now we've got Houston at Indy. Indy's a 7-point home favorite. 51 is the line, Bogman, and Houston is not our favorite this week.
Yeah, no, Houston has been real terrible. I'm going to take Indy here. I think they're going to put up a bunch of points. So I'm also going to take the over here. I think if you get, you know, 2 touchdowns from Taylor, 3 from Rivers, and then maybe a defensive score, you're not asking Tennessee. You're not asking Houston to do a bunch. They don't have to score a bunch. And I think with Watson, you're never going to completely stop Houston. They're going to score. So give me the Colts. Give me the over in this one. This is why I love Taylor, and I really liked your T.Y. Hilton pick too. He's been on fire.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm going the under though, because I think you're going to have, a lot of running on Indianapolis' side. I mean, I took T.Y. Hilton just simply because I think there'll be some scoring, but I think there's a legit shot. This could be like a 17-0 early run. And then it's just going to be a lot of maintaining the ball. I just don't know where Houston, where their effectiveness is going to come. Now, you know, if Brandon Cook starts getting through, then, you know, they might start scoring. The game gets a little bit closer. But I think Indy wins this handily. And I'm just not sure we hit the 51 because I don't know what type of I don't know what Indy is going to relent to Houston. So I'm going to take the under on this. Baltimore is hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have got, it's not even the highest spread, by the way, of 13.5. It's not the highest of the week.
No.
47.5 is the over. 13.5 is Baltimore favored. Any world you take Jacksonville with all those points.
You know, I have talked about on multiple occasions, these huge lines. I don't like giving this many points away, but Jacksonville is another team a lot like Detroit that has just looked like they're packing it in. They're ready for the holidays. They are not ready to go to work. So we saw Baltimore have one of the biggest comeback wins on Monday Night Football ever this week. I know it's a short week for them, but I just see them running the ball right down Jacksonville's throat. I think this is a stomping. I think Baltimore beats their brains in, and I think it's going to be a tough time. Gardner Minshew hasn't played well. That's why he was benched. Glennon was even worse last week. They've gone through 3 quarterbacks this year. It's been ugly. I'm going to take Baltimore, and I'm going to take the under. I see this as like a 35-3 game.
You know, I don't feel confident on the over. I'm taking the over in it outside of the under just because, you know,
Baltimore might get it by themselves. So
it's a possibility. James Robinson is still effective, but they have really struggled moving the ball around. If this is a big Lamar control the ground type of game, it is going to be hard to hit the over. So I definitely might be wrong on that one, but I'm also going to take Baltimore 13.5. New England is host to the Miami Dolphins. Miami is a 1.5-point road favorite. 41.5 is the line, and I believe that is it's the second lowest of the week. So Miami, New England.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami in this game. I hate this one. I'm running away from this. There's no way I bet any of my hard-earned dollars on this game at all. But I would take, if I have to pick gun in my head, I'm going to take Miami. I'm going to take the under. Miami has a lot of pieces out this week, specifically a wide receiver. Most likely, Parker is going to be down. Gesicki is out. Jakeem Grant is out. So they're down to, you know, Lynn Bowden Jr. That's why I put him in my lineup. And Malcolm Perry. And, you know, I don't have confidence in them. And New England looks like another team that is packing it in. Cam Newton cannot throw the ball to save his life. And Miami's defense has still got it. So give me the Dolphins. Give me the under. I hate this game, though.
I don't disagree with some of the hate, but I feel a little bit better and more confident about with New England at home. I'm getting 1.5 points. New England is a total anomaly. I think Miami in some respects is as well. Defensively, I think it's a bad, it has all the makings for a bad matchup for Miami in where their talent really lies, which I just don't think they're flush with a lot of talent. New England's defense is going to do them no favors, and New England is probably just going to run them down the gut. So the line is so low, I would usually take the under, but 41.5, I think this is manageable, but I'm much more trustworthy in New England plus 1.5. So I'm going to take New England and the over. San Francisco 49ers at the Dallas Cowboys. Niners are a 3-point road favorite. 45.5 is your line, Bogman. The dreaded. This is the game as a child I grew up. This was everything to me. Bigger than Super Bowl, it was Niners, Cowboys. That's all I cared about.
And it doesn't mean anything now.
It's neither one of these absolutely nothing. Making Nick Mullins and Andy Dalton are starting.
Right. They're both on their backup quarterbacks and all that stuff. Look, I don't particularly care for this game, but I'm going to take the Cowboys. They just beat Cincinnati on the road. Mike McCarthy got the boost of confidence and all that from ownership. And you really haven't heard the players talking a bunch of smack about McCarthy. So I think that's the one thing. They like this Gallagher act. Sometimes they get up and play for this guy. With both backup quarterbacks being in there, I'm going to take the quarterback I like a little better. I think I like Dalton a little bit better than I like Nick Mullins. So Niners are also down some pieces on offense. Raheem Mostert, maybe he's not going to play. Debo's not going to play. I know Kittle was activated, but I don't think he's going to play in this game. We'll see if they end up throwing him in or not. But I'm going to take Dallas in this game. I'm going to take the over because the defense for Dallas has been bad, and San Francisco hasn't been great on defense this year. As good as we expected, they obviously still have a ton of injuries there for them as well. But Dallas in the over for me.
Well, I'm going to, I guess, homer out a little bit. I'm going to take San Francisco. I think the Niners defense stacks so much better against their offense than Dallas's defense does against the San Francisco 49ers. I don't see Dallas stopping them really in any capacity. Yes, they have lost weapons. Richie James is back, though, and Ayuk, which are two players that are going to allow the field to be stretched. Jeffrey Wilson Jr. is really not a step missed when Mostert isn't in, and Mostert might play a little bit limited. So I think all of that's going to be a problem for Dallas. But on the other end, Dallas is going to be able to do some stuff. I don't know if it's going to be from Elliott, probably going to be from a guy like CeeDee Lamb. I think CeeDee Lamb is going to be a problem this week. So I hit the over as well, but I'm going to take the Niners -3. Seattle at Washington. Seattle's a 5.5-point road favorite. 44.5 is the line.
Yeah, I don't like this game particularly either, but I have a lot of confidence in Washington in that defense. So Seattle's been playing better defense too, but this line is too low. I'm going to take the over 44.5. More confident in that, but I'm going to take Washington getting points at home. This team is leading their division. As long as Alex Smith plays, look, if Alex Smith is announced to not play or whatever before the game, I'm not trusting Haskins. I go flip right back to Seattle. But with Alex Smith in this game, even if Antonio Gibson's out, I think they're going to get the ball to McLaurin. Logan Thomas has been solid. JD McKissick is a nice option. Peyton Barber looks better than he has. So I don't have a ton of confidence in Washington, but they are playing strong, particularly on defense. And I think this is just a bad matchup for Seattle, that the O-line's better than it was last year, but give me Washington against Seattle. They can't protect anything. Chase Young's going to go crazy.
I'm going to take Seattle. I think Seattle is going to be pass heavy, and I think Washington's not going to be able to keep up. So Seattle, but I'm also going to take the over. Tampa Bay at Atlanta, 50.5 is your over. Tampa favored by 6, Boggs.
This one's easy. Tampa Bay and the under for me. I don't know if Atlanta's going to have Julio. The running game is nothing right now. They're another team that's packing it in. Easy, Tampa and the under.
I'm going to do the same thing with you, Tampa and the under. Jets going to Los Angeles. The Rams are a 17.5 point favorite. 43.5 is in Boggs. And I think, I can see it, and we're both in line step here. 17.5 points. I'm going to take the Jets. I'm going to get all those points with the Jets. And why not? If the Jets cover, I think we can hit the over. So Jets in the over seems like a pretty easy play.
Yeah. I mean, this line is too low. I think 43.5. I'm way more confident in the over than I am taking the Jets at all, but 17.5 points is too much for any NFL team. Give me the Jets as well.
Philly coming to Arizona. Arizona's a 6.5 point favorite. Murray versus Hurts. 49.5 is the over underline.
Philly's a different team with Jalen Hurts under center. They feel better. They just beat the Saints, who were number one in the NFC last week. I know this is a road game for them, but I'm going to take Philly with the points. The 6.5 is just way too much. I'm also going to go with the over. I think this is a nice little Oklahoma quarterback sling fest between Hurts and Kyler Murray. Should be fun.
I love Kyler Murray in this one. That's why I put him in there. I think rushing, I think they're going to be able to do stuff against that Philly defense. DeAndre Hopkins is going to have a day. I'm going to take Arizona at home -6.5, and I'm going to go with the over for both. A lot of running from the quarterbacks. Kansas City at New Orleans, Bogman. Kansas City is favored by 3. 51.5 is the line. I'm going to take Kansas City because they are going to be a problem for New Orleans. But I'm going to go with the under because they also love to have meaningless drives and make mistakes. And, you know, Mahomes has been making a few more mistakes that need not be made. And New Orleans defense is someone that can take advantage. So I see some drives that don't materialize to scoring. So I'm going to take Kansas City and I'm going to take the under.
I mean, Kansas City didn't play their best game, still beat Miami. So this one's easy for me. This is Kansas City. This is the over. I think they stomp the Saints into the ground. Saints are backing into the playoffs right now.
Cleveland at the Giants. Cleveland 4.5. 45.5 is the line. Give me Cleveland and the under, Boggs.
Yeah, I'm going Cleveland in the under too with no Daniel Jones. I don't think the Giants are going to be able to score much at all. This is a Cleveland rollover. Cleveland in the under. Luckily, I won't have to watch this on Sunday Night Football.
Nope. Final game. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh is a 12.5 point favorite. 40.5 is the line. Bogman, I think Pittsburgh could shut Cincinnati out. I'm going to take Pittsburgh with all those points, and I'm going to take the under, which is the lowest under of the week, because I think this can be a 28-0 game.
I'm going to take the under, but it's because I don't have confidence in either one of these teams scoring any points. They're both miserable. The Steelers have so many injuries. 3 offensive linemen got hurt last week. They're down 2 middle linebackers and an edge rusher. I hate this game. I'm going to take the points. Give me Cincinnati, but give me the under.
It's a game we'll call it the edging. It's an edging game, Bogman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to edge, not hedge, right?
Yeah, nobody likes edging games that way. It's ridiculous. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to be rocking our parlays. This would be a disaster. Each of our parlays plus the ITL parlay. Don't want to miss it. Right around the corner, right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITO. Final segment, friendos, right here on In This League of Hour 2. The show is not over because our boy KC Bubba coming in, tagging in. It is Bogman Bubba for week 15. Anything else besides football on the docket?
We'll talk a little baseball. Like, just, is he surprised no moves are happening at all? But we won't spend a lot of time out on it. It's going to be mainly football.
Footy? All right. Well, it's parlay time, Bogman. Give me your parlay. Why don't you start first? You hit two last week. What is the Bogman parlay? And then which one is your lock for the parlay?
I'm going to take the Colts again, -7. The Colts have won it for me 2 weeks in a row. Feels trappy that this is the, I feel like it should be the Colts by more points. I would make it like the Colts by 10 over Houston. Houston's been miserable. Kansas City, -3. I think the Saints are backing in. I don't like what they've been doing. I'm not a particular Taysom Hill fan as a starting quarterback. And I'm going to take the over in that Seattle and Washington game. It's 44.5. I just think that's too low for both. I think both these teams can score. So give me the over on that one. So once again, Indy -7, KC -3, Seattle, Washington over.
Which one is your lock?
Indy -7.
Okay. I'm also going Indy -7. So it is a guaranteed loss on the parlay. To the point, I'm tempted to just pick something else just to see if I can like negate the bad juju that's out there. Should I do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Pick something else.
Please. Okay. Boom. I got it. Then I am going to take as my, not my lock, but my other pick. I'm going to go Philly, Arizona over, okay, which is 49.5 points in Arizona. My lock is New England +1.5. That is my ITL lock. And I'm going to take the Jets +17.5. So both my spreads are going to be pluses. Jets 17.5, New England +1.5. And I'm going to go Philly, Arizona over. I think I might lock up that first parlay week 15, Bogman.
All right. How many leagues are you left in season long?
Three. We got three.
I mean, how many do you make the championship in?
It won't be three sport, so that's for sure. I think we legit shot in flex. You and I are going to be in the championship, and then I think the snake league. I'm gonna do some dominating. I think two of the three. Quickly, 10 seconds. You.
I have five. I think I'll make two.
Okay, well, it's championship time. You can always tweet us. Tell us how you did at Is It the Welsh at Bogman Sports. In this league, hour two in the books. Bubba Bogman coming up, hour three. Don't you go anywhere.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.